Histology of the ear. Hair cells of the ear are columnar mechanoreceptor cells. Hair cells of the ear are columnar mechanoreceptor cells. Hair cells are found in all of the following locations except stria vascularis. So hair cells are found in the maculae of the saccule and utricle, the ampullae of semicircular canals, the organ of Corti, but not the striae vascularis. The membranous labyrinth comprises all of the following except the scala tympani. So the membranous labyrinth comprises the saccule, utricle, semicircular canals, scala media, but not the scala tympani. The membranous labyrinth is filled with what type of fluid? Endolymph. The membranous labyrinth is filled with endolymph. The fluid environment for hair cells is endolymph. The fluid environment for hair cells is the endolymph. Endolymph is actively secreted by cells of the striae vascularis. Endolymph is actively secreted by cells of the striae vascularis. The striae vascularis is located in the scala media. The striae vascularis is located in the scala media. Which of the following contains endolymph? The scala media. Which of the following contains endolymph? The scala media. Endolymph can drain away from the membranous labyrinth through a passage called the endolymphatic duct. Endolymph can drain away from the membranous labyrinth through a passage called the endolymphatic duct. An imbalance between production and drainage of endolymph can cause Meniere's disease. An imbalance between production and drainage of endolymph may cause Meniere's disease. Damage to hair cells in the organ of Corti would be expected to have a direct effect on hearing. Damage to hair cells in the organ of Corti would be expected to have a direct effect on hearing. Disturbance of hair cells in the ampulla of the semicircular canals would be expected to have a direct effect on balance or vertigo. A disturbance of hair cells in the ampulla of a semicircular canal would be expected to have a direct effect on balance or vertigo. Disturbance of hair cells in a macula of the saccule would be expected to have a direct effect on balance or vertigo. The disturbance of hair cells in a macula of the saccule would be expected to have a direct effect on balance or vertigo. A disturbance of hair cells in a macula of the utricle would be expected to have a direct effect on balance or vertigo. A disturbance of hair cells in a macula of the utricle would be expected to have a direct effect on balance or vertigo. Perilymph fills the spaces of the bony labyrinth external to the membranous labyrinth. Perilymph fills the spaces of the bony labyrinth external to the membranous labyrinth. Which of the following contains perilymph? The scala vestibuli. Which of the following contains perilymph? The scala vestibuli. Otoliths are normally found in the saccule and utricle. Otoliths are normally found in the saccule and utricle. A crista with a cupula is a normal feature in the ampulla of each semicircular canal. A crista with a cupula is a normal feature in the ampulla of each semicircular canal. The basilar and tectorial membranes are most closely associated with sensing vibratory stimuli such as sound. The basilar and tectorial membranes are most closely associated with sensing vibratory stimuli like sound. In the organ of Corti, apical projections of hair cells, cilia and stereocilia, are in intimate contact with the tectorial membrane. In the organ of Corti, apical projections of hair cells are in intimate contact with the tectorial membrane. Hair cells in the organ of Corti synapse onto nerve fibers whose cell bodies are located in the spiral ganglion. Hair cells in the organ of Corti synapse onto nerve cells whose cell bodies are located in the spiral ganglion. Reisner's membrane separates the scala media from the scala vestibuli. Reisner's membrane separates the scala media from the scala vestibuli. The basilar membrane separates the scala media from the scala tympani. The basilar membrane separates the scala media from the scala tympani. The round window separates the middle ear from the scala tympani. The round window separates the middle ear from the scala tympani. The middle ear communicates via the Eustachian tube with the nasopharynx. The middle ear communicates via the Eustachian tube with the nasopharynx.